physical cleanse. Begin to minimize and ideally to abstain from any and all of these foods and beverages. Do this for a minimum of 2 weeks at any time. This will allow your sacred system to cleanse itself and purify. With this here simple process, you will begin to notice through your feeling and sensation states the beneficial effects thereof. For each of these consumable items, they are reciprocally, conversely, extremely high consumers of your energy, your vital, your only energy. And thus it is highly challenging for your system to process these. If you experience more than a subtle challenge in eliminating any of these from your current consumptive state, then simply follow the substitutions which are provided in brackets. Caffeine. Substitutions might be decaffeinated coffee, tea, chocolate, and the like. Nicotine. Consider exploring truly natural options if you must consume this substance. Sugar. Substitutions can include agave nectar, honey, maple syrup, fruit, fruit-sweetened foods, and thus too fruit-sweetened beverages and stevia as examples. Alcohol. Consider instead drinking fizzy water, low-sweet juice, lemon, or lime. Meat. Highly challenging for your system to process. It consumes enormous amounts of energy for your system to break down meat and separate the bulk from the nutrients. Highly, highly taxing on your system. Substitutes include tofu, grain proteins, dairy proteins, vegetable proteins, nut proteins, etc. Drugs of any sort. Ask your natural care provider for alternatives to chemical drugs. In addition to these suggestions, notice the vices, the addictions that you engage in that interfere in any way beyond your denial of them with your mental clarity and your responsiveness. Mental cleanse. For example, please explore significantly reducing or abstaining completely from your exposure to television, constant audio stimulation, radio, iPod, and the like, conventional news, tabloid gossip, unnecessary chatter, unnecessary web browsing, and anything that takes your face from me. Embrace this rare and focused, precious opportunity to release your true and only self from the grip of these vices that have the power to besiege your dominion over your own life and mind. It's not about all or nothing. It has never been. It is about less is more. Rest. Notice any patterns of sleep deprivation in your life. This might be me speaking with you alone in the night. You must discern now, you must recognize this grand distinction between inner mind chatter and speaking directly with my mind. For as you do so, you will commence to recognize in awe and in wonder, grace and honor, my presence with you in the night. Provide yourself with adequate rest, therefore, so you, like me, can notice this when 'tis God who speaks with you. Water and exercise, too, support your cleansing process. Be near to water and drink it profusely, for water is a conducting agent of the light. It is a constant conduit of me. Silence. Begin experiencing periods of silence, the absence of noise, the seminal reception of sacred sound. Being comfortable in silence is a major key in your ability to tune in. It is a key to immortality, to the non-distracted state of those around you. Notice any tendency in you to fill the void with talk. Also notice any downward spiraling words you put into the space. Check before you vocalize, for much of what we communicate with each other doesn't need to ever be verbalized. In addition to these imploring considerations, please ponder these suggestions to enhance your emotional and your spiritual clarity. Emotional and spiritual cleanse. Slow down. Allow more yin, more relaxation in your oh-so-precious experience. Less doing, more pure being. Play and humor, slowing your pace. These are all keys, vital elements in your digesting of your life experience in real time. Stillness. Practice inner stillness. It is the only kind. The ability to experience tranquility within yourself regardless of the pace you're in. This centeredness, it will enable you to hold strong inner space for all that does now sacredly through crystal keys deeply encoded throughout all of time, begin now to truly unfold in and around you as we do now, as a society intact, embrace great change as it accelerates. Notice any tendency towards excitement. Allow yourself to experience the bliss of upward spirals, yet without hype. It just is. It always is. Timelessness. Create with verve now sacred opportunities to turn your clocks around. For time, it is unwinding. Soon, it is no more. Detach yourself with care, with love, of course. For with love, this is the only course. From any remaining need to know what time it is. For it is now. Enter now into the bliss, the immaculate expansiveness of timelessness, and you will know me. Emptiness. Begin now weeding out your garden. Enjoy this, for this is what you have waited for all of time. Any activities that aren't vital or deeply nurturing now to you, begin promptly to eliminate them from your life. For the more open space you have within you, and thus in your life, the easier and the more joyous your experiences they will be. As change, it does accelerate and thus increase the amplitude and potency of energy that now flows through you. Other cleansing detox elements. What else do you or have you cluttered your system with? How might you now allow these all to leave your system? Cleansing detox check-in. It may be valuable for you to create a loving contract with an ally, a friend or a companion with whom you can share your intentions. For it is your intentions, your noble intentions, that do lift you home. Without these, we cannot aid you. For your free will, it must come home. Your free will, it too, must come home now. This friend or this companion, this is who you can hold strong with. Consider creating too a sadhana practice for your own precious personal cleansing. As one example, this you might ponder, a week, 10 days or more, if you are so called, with abstention completely from the following distractions: alcohol, narcotics, television, fast flashing devices, or whatever your current choice of numbing device is. And in its place, place this. Give yourself a gift, a most sacred and most precious gift, that is something you truly want. Deep down in the core of your own yearning heart, this is something you will recognize it. For it and it alone, it nourishes your entire soul. Yes, it and it alone does nourish your entire soul. Enjoy your cleansing process. You will feel so much brighter in it. You will feel so much more light. Yes, you will feel so much more light.